Hello.
Hi, this is Edward from Opinion Research. Today, we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This review is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas as Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
In these November's elections, which way are you more likely to vote? For Kamala Harris as president, Colleen Allred running against Ted Cruz for Texas Senator, and all Democrats running for each offices here in Texas, or for a mix of Democrats and some Republican candidates, if they are better?
I couldn't hear the last thing you said.
For a mix of Democrats and some Republican candidates,
I used to do
if
that,
they are better.
But I don't do that anymore. Now I'm straight Democrat.
Okay.
You can't support anything on the other side.
Okay.
It's like
which
a
the
it's the Tea Party now. It's not a real Republican anymore.
Oh,
I'm
I
a
see
boomer,
your point.
So I've seen it. You know what I mean? Like I've seen it go from Reagan, you know, all the way, and it's just so extreme.
Oh, I see. Thanks for being so honest. I would like to reach you some of the following options. It says, which of the following seven reasons is the biggest motivator for you to cast your vote in the 2024 elections and vote for Democrat candidates? First, it says to stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers. Second option, to address gun violence and mass shootings with common sense gun laws, raise age to 21 for assault weapons and restrict guns if they have mental illness history. Third, to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable. Fourth, to support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayers' money for private school vouchers. Fifth, to stop Texas Show Me Your Papers law, allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizenship on them. And by last, to stop Texas extreme abortion bans. Oh, just one more. To make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable.
I have to pick one?
Yes, you have to pick one. The most important reason for you that motivates you to...
Then I'm
going to
pick number one because I'm
number
a big
one.
Public school supporter, but I don't want guns, so I'll just pick number one.
Okay.
That's
and which is the biggest motivator? To address gun violence and mass shooting with common sense gun laws, raise age to 21 for assault weapons and restrict guns if they have mental illness history, or probably to fix the electric grid to make it more affordable. Third option is to support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayers' money for private school vouchers. The next one, to stop Texas Show Me Your Papers law, allowing police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizenship on them, to stop Texas extreme abortion bans, or to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable.
So this is a separate question or a repeat?
Is following this previous question, you just want to emphasize what is the biggest motivator for you? To go against Donald Trump and MAGA candidates.
So we already did that one, and now this is another one with the other all the other issues.
That is correct. Based on your decision of the previous answer, this question went to address exactly the biggest motivator you have for that decision. And it still offers the same options.
I don't think about it, because it's not homeowners, it's not about papers, it's... Not about the grid. I can't remember if you said that.
Yes, to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable.
I am going to, oddly enough, say about women's health because it's not what people think. It's a slippery slope into being a handmade thing. Whatever. I can't remember what that series is called. So I'm going to say the women and abortion.
Okay. To stop Texas extreme abortion bans. Okay.
Right. Women are going to die.
Okay.
If they haven't already.
Well, that really makes me wonder, in your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? We have five options. The first one says requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. The second option punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. Third, fines any family or friend $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion. Fourth, no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk. And the last one, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions.
Oh, that's hard. I'm going to just say the last one.
Okay. Only a few more questions. And thank you for your time. Really appreciate it. Hope you don't mind me asking, what is your gender?
Female.
Okay. Would you please tell me if your age is between 18, 39, 42, 54, 55, 64, or 65 and up?
55, 64.
55, 64. Okay. Do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
Yes, Latino.
Okay. Do you have at least one college degree that required 4 or more years to obtain?
Say, if I have a degree?
Mm-hmm. If you have at least one college degree that requires 4 or more years to obtain. Okay, well, congratulations. We're almost done with the survey. Finally, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. TV channels as MSNBC or CNN?
Yes.
Okay. Twitter or X, TikTok or Instagram?
Yes.
Okay. Facebook, also known as Meta?
Yes.
Okay. TV channels as Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
No.
Okay. TV streamings as Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount?
I have those, but I don't use them for news, because that's what it said, news, right?
Mm-hmm. News or entertainment?
Oh, entertainment, yes.
Okay. And last one, YouTube TV.
YouTube, but not YouTube TV. They're two different things.
Okay. Okay. Great. This concludes our survey. I really want to thank you for your participation. You're a very kind person. I just hope you have a good night. Thanks for your
time.
Thank
you, too. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Son más tirándole a demócrata, ¿no?